Hims is changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. It's always sensitive talking about these things, but Hims is changing men's healthcare by providing access to doctor-trusted ED treatments such as chewable hard mints, brand name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and 100% online. No uncomfortable doctor's visits. If prescribed, your medication ships to you for free. No insurance needed. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/TDS. That's HIMS.com/TDS for your personalized ED treatment options. Hard mints are a chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with your healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding their business and evolving their passions. We push what technology can do so great ideas can happen now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com. Welcome to Now. Welcome to the Daily Stoic Podcast, where each day we bring you a passage of ancient wisdom designed to help you find strength, insight, and wisdom in everyday life. Each one of these passages is based on the 2,000-year-old philosophy that has guided some of history's greatest men and women. For more, you can visit us at dailystoic.com.
What we accept and what we must never accept. There is this pesky idea that the Stoics were apathetic, somehow resigned to the status quo politically. It's an idea that's been propagated in countless modern trend pieces, as well as historical attacks on the philosophy. Like a lot of dismissals from people who are looking for an excuse not to have to engage or change, it's just preposterously off base, like laughably so. How can you say that the Stoics just accept the status quo when Cato gave his life trying to restore the Roman Republic, when Thrasea and Agrippinus gave theirs resisting the tyranny of Nero, when George Washington and Thomas Jefferson formed a new nation in a stroke, the boldest advances for liberty and human dignity yet known on earth, largely inspired by the philosophy of Cato and those other Stoics, when Thomas Wentworth Higginson, a translator of Epictetus, led a black regiment of troops in the U.S. Civil War, when Beatrice Webb, the creator of collective bargaining in the nascent workers' movement, was rereading Marcus Aurelius regularly, when countless other activists and politicians and changemakers have turned to Stoicism to steel them through the difficulty of fighting for ideals that mattered. Perhaps it's because people miss that to create real change, one can't be naive, nor can one be sanguine or entitled. Yet they must also deeply believe that an individual can make a difference. Successful activism and political maneuvering requires understanding and strategy, as well as realism and hope. It requires acceptance and also a refusal to accept. It was James Baldwin who most brilliantly captured this tension in Notes of a Native Son. He said, "It began to seem that one would have to hold in mind forever two ideas which seemed to be in opposition. The first idea was acceptance, the acceptance totally without rancor of life as it is and men as they are. In light of this idea, it goes without saying that injustice is commonplace." But this did not mean that one could be complacent, for the second idea was of equal power, that one must never in one's own life accept these injustices as commonplace, but one must fight them with all one's strength. So let us forget the small-minded people who reject the philosophy that would help not only make them happier, but help make the world a better place. Instead, let us aim all our energy and effort at that seemingly contradictory idea. Accept life for what it is without even a hint of bitterness, while we do everything we can to improve and change injustice whenever it is within our collective power. Just a reminder, my new book, Courage is Calling, is available for pre-order now. It would mean so much to me if you would support it. If you've gotten anything out of this podcast, anything out of the videos, anything out of my other books, anything out of the Daily Stoic email, this would be the time to help support me. Just go to dailystoic.com/pre-order. There's a bunch of awesome bonuses you can pick up.
Hey,
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to The Daily Stoic early and ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen early and ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts.
Guy Raz's How I Built This is a podcast where each week he talks to the founders behind the world's biggest companies to learn the real stories of how they built them. In each episode, you hear these entrepreneurs really go into their story. And Guy is an incredible interviewer. He doesn't just dance around the surface. He has real questions because he himself is an entrepreneur. He's built this huge show and this huge company. In a recent episode, they talked to the founder of Liquid Death, that crazy water company that's become this billion-dollar brand. Follow the show on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to How I Built This early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. And for a deep dive in daily business content, listen to Wondery Destination for Business podcasts with shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, The Best One Yet, Business Movers, and many more. Wondery means business.